Caleb started our conversation with a provocative way to think about the word that Kevin had put out for the class, energy. He compared rubber bands and ramps, two things that are very different, and made a bold statement about energy, which connected the two. This really gave the class something to think about. Until now, energy was only a word that had been thrown out without much meaning here and there. It hadn't been defined or even talked about or thought about. Caleb gave the class a very tangible way to think about the meaning of the word. Since all had experienced rubber bands and ramps, all could evaluate the credibility of Caleb's simple statement that energy was the same as speed. Caleb was beginning to form a definition for the word energy by thinking about his own experiences with the cars. What I liked about his idea is that it provided an opportunity for other students to become involved in the conversation and make connections with their everyday experiences. Then Kervin really kept the thinking going when he clarified the difference between the two words by using examples from everyday life, cars and gasoline, and people racing. Both Caleb and Kervin presented a way to think about the word energy, which Kevin had been wondering about. That was clear enough for other students to understand and was consistent with their experiences in the classroom and in life. I think that it would be interesting at this point to find out what the rest of the class is thinking in regards to the word energy that a few of their classmates offered up. Since the entire class has some experience with ramps and rubber bands, as well as with gasoline and cars and people running races, a possible next move would be to ask the class how the word energy applies to these things. This might mean further conversation, or that the students have some time to think and write and draw on paper. It might be helpful for the students to have some guiding questions to think about as they write. Where is the energy in a ramp or rubber band? Where does it go after the car starts moving? How do ramps or rubber bands get energy? Kervin said that steeper ramps have more energy than shallower ramps, and said that energy was like a car that has enough gasoline. Is a steep ramp like a full tank of gasoline? How so?